Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, مرحبا مرحبا. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are reaping the blessings forwarded and sent by Allah Azza wa Jal through the blessings of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is our master. And of course, we send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. And alhamdulillah, whilst being in the company of our two esteemed personalities, mashallah, who need no introduction to the airwaves of Madani Channel, I'm referring to our esteemed and respected honorable Maulana Naushad Attari Sallamahul Bari, as well as our respected and honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadri Mu'ini Attari Sallamahu al-Bari, mashallah. In the company of our respected guests, we are going to be discussing the purpose of Isa alayhi thawab. Let's get together and make some good intentions as we motivate the viewers of Madani Channel on a daily basis before every program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, mashallah. How is Masab doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. I'm well, and how is Masab?
Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal. MashaAllah, Masa, once again, shukran for accepting the invitation and for being part and parcel of our program this morning. Masa, of course, there are Quranic ayat and verses of the Holy Quran Park which explains to us and teaches us the concept of Isa alayhi thawab itself. But how can the one who consistently and abundantly, the one who recites Durood-e Pak, how can he not benefit from this?
Absolutely. Masa? You know, Huzur, Isa means to convey.
Right.
And thawab is reward.
Right.
So you are conveying or you sending reward to the deceased.
Right.
And we have to think about this, right? When a person passes away, we're all going to pass away. Right. At that moment, we are absolutely helpless.
Allah.
We can't move our own limbs.
Allah.
We can't give ourselves a bath. Somebody else is going to give us a bath. We can't change our own clothes. Somebody else is going to put the kafan
Allahu
on.
Allahu Akbar.
So at that moment, you are helpless, but you are still in need of some help from those who are still alive. This we'll only know when we are there being lowered into the qabr. But I'm all alone now. I can't even say subhanallah. I can't even, you know, I can't make any dhikr, durood, nothing I can
Allah,
do.
Allah,
but
Allah.
Whatever is being sent to me,
right.
How we do EFTs, electronic transfers today, so your Ethernet storm is even faster than that. Mm. Because this is a spiritual realm that goes into alam-e barzakh. It's only shaitan. You see, shaitan, he comes and whispers.
Right.
That, you know what, no, there's no benefit in this.
Right.
What you say, who are you sending to? They don't get the benefit. Because he doesn't want those people to get the benefit, and he doesn't want you to get the benefit. Allah. Because you know, you're going to die tomorrow. He doesn't want you to get benefit as well.
Allah.
So Isa alayhi thawab is of different kinds that can be sent to those who are, those who have passed on. But it can also be sent to those who are alive. The Muslims who are alive, that, you know, I won't forget, you know, before my Jamia days, when I was still a little bit green and I didn't know a whole lot. I still don't know a whole lot, right?
No.
So somebody said, you know what, I'm sending this Isa alayhi thawab to Amir al-Sunnat. So I said, Hazrat, what happened to Amir al-Sunnat? I thought, you know, Amir al-Sunnat left
right.
the dunya. He said, no, Isa alayhi thawab can be sent to those who are alive also.
Allah,
so I learned in the Mahal of Dawud Islami
that
Isa alayhi thawab is not specifically for those who have passed away, but for those who are alive as
alive
well.
Masab, the question here on this point, right? What types of reward and sawab can be forwarded, Masab?
Well, as our mashaikh and ulama have stated very clearly that monetary and physical acts of ibadat, their thawab can be forwarded to the
Allah,
to those who have passed on, or even the living as well, living Muslims, right? For example, if one performs salah, we all have to perform salah.
Hmm.
If you are fasting, whether nafl fast or the fard fast of Ramadan, or just making
these are
dua,
physical forms of worship.
These are physical forms,
right?
Even making dua of forgiveness, dua of, you know, the mercy of Allah to descend upon so and so. So these things, all of it, attached to it is thawab. When you do a good deed, obviously you do it for the pleasure of Allah. Don't do it for the people. If you do it properly, as it's supposed to be done with the correct intentions, then attached to that you earn thawab. This is a currency of the hereafter. And then you can request, Ya Allah, whatever thawab I gained from this ibadah, please transfer it as isali thawab. Starting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he's through his wasila and sadqa to all the Muslims, all marhums as well. And then when it comes to monetary ways of sending isali thawab, you have sadaqat, charity, donation, and you know, whatever you are spending physically or your wealth in the path of Allah, you earn thawab and you make the intention of sending it as isali thawab to all Muslims, especially the marhums as well.
Kya baat hai Mausa, mashallah. So we learn that all acts of worship, whether it is monetary, whether it is physical forms of worship, Mausab, that reward and sawab that's earned through these different ways, Mausab, can be sent and forwarded to those who have left this world.
If you make the intention, then
Allah,
yes.
Allah, Allah. So subhanallah, in other words, Mausab, the concept of sending once a year in the form of barsi, we call that, right? Whereas a venue is booked, Mausab, the lecturer is called, and bayan is given, kalams and naats are recited, Quran Pak is recited, subhanallah. People are reformed and rectified through a true Sunni scholar who comes to educate the brothers. MashaAllah, that's also one form. But what we understand today is that you can forward sawab every day of your life.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar. You did any neki in the day, you fed a person food, you given a poor person some sort of help and assistance, whatever reward and sawab you gain from that, you can ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forward that to your loved ones who left this world with Iman. Now, Mausab, the best part is that this is just in accordance to the teachings of the Holy Quran Pak. Now, here in this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has actually commanded us to do so. Who is saying this? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal Himself commands us in the Holy Quran Pak when He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. And those who came after them make the plea, O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. So here, Maaza, once again, Almighty Allah Azzawajalla has commanded us to make the plea in His bargah. What should we say? He Azzawajal Himself is teaching us and telling us what to say. O our Rabb, O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers. Which brothers? Those who passed on before us, yani those who preceded us in faith. Allahu Akbar. So standing at the qabr, Mu'asab, and making dua is also a form of dua-i maghfirat. Whether you are in your home making dua, it is also a form of maghfirat. Whether it is after the janazah salah, one makes dua, it is also a form of dua-i maghfirat. Whether it is the janazah salah itself, Mu'asab. Allahumma ghfirli hayyina wa mayyitina. This entire dua, Mu'asab, is dua-i maghfirat for the deceased. So these are various forms of dua-i maghfirat. Whether it is urs, whether it is the Fatiha khani, whether it is the Kirpuri niyaz, all of this falls under the same category. Subhanallah. And Dawud Islami throughout the globe, mashallah, the niyaz of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala is practiced, Mu'asab, and for years this practice is in process and progress, mashallah. So Mu'asab, what Madani pearls can Mu'asab share with us? How was the niyaz of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala? I even shared some Madani pearls with relation to the great Imam of his time.
Alhamdulillah, Azur. It is always spiritually boosting whenever we do the Isale Sawab and we do the niyaz of any Buzurganidin,
Alhamdulillah.
It is to actually revive our own spiritual state.
Achcha.
You know, it doesn't necessarily benefit them, but it rather benefits us, subhanAllah, Allah. Because we are dedicating this gift. So if we are dedicating this gift in the court of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who has benefited thousands and thousands of his disciples, and alhamdulillah, he has benefited so many Muslim brothers and sisters around the world during his lifetime, and alhamdulillah, it is our aqeedah that we believe that the awliya Allah, they even help after their physical disappearance from the world, alhamdulillah. So they tasarrufat and they help that we seek.
Wow.
Even today we call out Ya Ghaus al-Madad. Even today we call out Ya Ali. Even today we call out Ya Imam Jafar Sadiq. Right? Because
yes, these are
Umar,
Subhanallah, Ya Haidar,
Ya Bar,
Subhanallah,
Ya Shabbi, Ya Shabbar, Subhanallah.
So we believe in these personalities and the power Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon them. And it is through doing their niyaz that we gain the spiritual benefit, Alhamdulillah. And Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as he was, it is well known that he was the teacher of two of our imams.
Allahu Akbar.
There are four imams, he is the teacher of the
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And then the rest of the two imams, they are indirectly, the students of these two imams. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala, they are both the students of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then later on, you know, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, he is the student of Imam Muhammad al-Shaybani, who is the student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he came even later on. So this imam is indirectly the imam of all the imams, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Great personality, giants,
Allah. Giants of Islam.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So we are talking about his niyaz, Kirpuri niyaz. And it fascinates Masab that we are living in Southern Africa, Alhamdulillah, where the language of communication is English. We don't speak, hardly people speak Urdu here. But even if there's a person who doesn't know one word of Urdu, even he will say, this is Kirpuri niyaz. They won't say, no, this is rice pudding or milk pudding or puri is just fried bread, right? They wouldn't call it that.
Right.
Kheer puri niyaz, originally as it is coming down from the pious predecessors when they had arrived from the subcontinent, Alhamdulillah, the name has remained the same and the concept of kheer puri niyaz, it is attributed to the urs of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah. That has remained the same, Alhamdulillah. The spirit has never changed.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Mubarak to those of our Sunni brothers and Muslim brothers in the country who are still celebrating and holding up this spiritual, Alhamdulillah, urs of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah ta'ala in the name of Kirpuri Niyaz or in the other parts of the world where Urdu is spoken. Some call it Kunde Ki Niyaz. Kunda is a clay pot or clay bowl. Where the kheer is served, and Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Ali has said, you know, why the reason kunda we use, you know, the clay bowl or clay pot, because it enhances the taste of the kheer.
Subhanallah. So that special kunde jise kehte na, piale jise aap farmare, mashallah. So the taste intensifies, Mohasab, increases, and I have actually had the chance of tasting kheer from that type of piala, Mohasab. But I don't know whether Mohasab ever had the opportunity.
I can't recall it.
Probably yes, Mohasab. Especially in Pakistan, for Mohasab did spend a nice amount of time, mashallah, in the company of Amir al-Sunnat. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla, for his sake, forgive our sins. And this is the style, Mohasab, that throughout the globe, this niyaz is commemorated. Year in, year out. Muslims, mashallah, are seen not stopping this. Rather, it's only increasing, Mohasab.
It's only increasing
year by year. This is only and only increasing. The hadith of Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiyallahu anhu, in which he mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, the mother of Sa'ad had passed away in his absence. Yani he was on a journey and he says to the beloved Rasulullah about his mother, which is a very famous hadith, Mohasab.
Yes, yes.
And then when he asked and inquired, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which charity and sadaqah is afdal, it's better for her. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the summary of the hadith. MashaAllah, the viewers of Madinah channel also have heard this hadith before, in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one narration says to him, Al-ma, that will give water as charity, and in one narration he donated one entire garden on the name of his mother. And he said, this garden has been donated to the Muslims on behalf of my mother. So on behalf of his mother, he basically allowed the well to be dedicated for the Muslims to benefit from. هذه لأم سعد. This well is for the mother of Sa'ad radiallahu anhu. So Mohasab, the question is that this is sadaqah jariya, and of course this sadaqah is also permissible, and it's taught to us by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. So when sadaqah jariya, which is not only of one form, many other forms, for example, waladun salih, a person has a pious awlad and pious child who becomes a means of isali thawab for him. His every good and pious action, the reward of that is then forwarded to the father who groomed and brought up such a pious son to serve the deen. So Alhamdulillah, various different types of isali thawab. But once up here, Subhanallah, we are learning that an animal can be sacrificed on the name of a person who has left this world to alam-e barzakh.
Subhanallah.
This is the main point that we want to derive. For slaughtering animals on the names of the pious predecessors, such as غوث پاک کے نام پہ, خواجہ غریب نواز کے نام پہ. If one had said, as Amir Ismat one day gave a very beautiful example, he says ki maan lijiye ki a person has brought the ram and said that this ram belongs to brother so and so who is present there, it becomes permissible to dedicate the animal to some person that's alive, that's present there, or not even present there, and I just said this animal belongs to a person who lives in so and so area, and this doesn't become haram, it doesn't become impermissible, it does not exceed or lead other folds of Islam.
See, look at the trickery of shaitan.
Allahu Akbar.
He'll come and say, no, this is not allowed.
This is not allowed.
And he'll put it in the people's mind that when you are sacrificing, these people are not saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. They're taking the name of so-and-so.
So-and-so person. Allahu Akbar.
So when you're sacrificing, you're saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, but you're also saying that this is this.
The niyyah, Mu'asab. The niyyah.
Intention is for that. Basically, the thawab of this is for so-and-so. But you're saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. A person, you were passing a marketplace and seen one Hafizab reciting Quran Pak and asked him, what are you reciting? He says, well, I'm sending Isalif Thawab for my father. In the dream, this person says that I seen the father of that person who said to me that my son sends reward to me most of the time. And Alhamdulillah, I'm very prosperous in this world for my son who is Hafiz of the Holy Quran Pak, who has a small sweet shop. He sells mithaiyan. Lekin wo Hafiz of Quran bhi hai, and he sends me the reward and I receive the reward. Subhanallah. So he says, kya baat hai? This person then awoken, he went to visit that area, that shop, to see, really? In my dream, I met one person who told me that he gets sawab from his son. Let me go and verify this. He says, when I went there, I got there, I actually saw this person was doing business, and as doing business, his lips was mumbling and he was reciting something. Mujhe yaqeen ho gaya ki yaqeenan, definitely his father receiving the reward in sawab. So after some days, I seen this person. As I was passing by the same shop, I seen the owner was not on his seat. I inquired about him. I realized and was told that he passed away. Then I was very anxious about the fact that how is his father going to benefit? And then I seen the father again in my dream, and I seen he was taking sawab from other people that was forwarding to him.
Allah.
And he said, yes, the sawab which my son used to send has now stopped, because when he was alive, he used to send for me. And now that he passed on, it is now discontinued, Allah, disconnected.
Allah. Subhanallah, so, definitely. The deceased, the marhumin, whatever sawab and reward that we send out of our own goodness and out of good intentions, Alhamdulillah, it definitely has an impact, and it does help the deceased in their journey into the hereafter. Such as the journey may be called barzakh, as we call it, Alhamdulillah. And the condition of the deceased is that of a drowning person. That person is drowning and they need your help. Imagine if you have experience with, you know, maybe Allah. Sometimes you are drowning, you don't know how to swim. Only that person can relate who has been in that situation. I've been in that situation before I learned to swim. So I can relate to it. And many of us can relate to it. That what a feeling it is. What a feeling of helplessness it is. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that person is in need. And the only thing that can fulfill their need is our du'as or conveyance of Isale Sawab. And as Mu'asab said, the shaitan, he tries very hard to play trickery with our minds. People, all of a sudden, they become mujtahid. You know, no, this is not jais, this is haram, this is shirk, and so on. Whereas it is mentioned in the Risala of Dawat Islami that the biggest proof of the permissibility of Isale Sawab is that there has been nothing in contradiction with the concept of Isale Sawab anyway in Sharia.
Subhanallah.
No mujtahid mutlaq said anything against the Isale Sawab. No mujtahid fil masail said anything. No ashab tarjih. No level of faqih. No, there are many
so
levels
no
of
prohibition
fuqaha.
Found anyway.
Yes, it is very clear in the Rasail of Dawat Islam, it is mentioned, Alhamdulillah, that there has been no prohibition mentioned in any books of fiqh against the concept of Isale Sawab. That is the greatest dalil. Subhanallah.
There's a beautiful narration that Nabi Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was passing by a qabr, and that person was getting punishment. And after some time, he was passing by again, and he sees that person is in a lovely garden. You know, no punishment has stopped. The punishment has stopped. So he requests, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, what is the wisdom in this? And Allah Azza wa Jal replied that this person was a sinner and they were getting punished for this. But his child started Islamic education, started madrasa to read the Quran. So I felt haya that the father is in the earth being
Allah,
punished
Allah,
and the
Allah,
little
Allah.
Son is on the earth taking my name.
Allah.
So because of that, I relieved him of the punishment.
Subhanallah.
So it's up to us now, you know, what messages we conveying to our children. You know, we need, if you want to leave behind pious offspring, that's going to be your legacy. There's something called financial legacy where you, you know, you make your investments, whatever it is, you stock up on whatever materialistic things, you save your money for your generations to come. But your real legacy is if you left behind pious offspring. That's where you're going to see the benefit in the qabr.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, you are watching the Early Echo and we are discussing the purpose of Eid Salih Thawab. So what is the purpose of Eid Salih Thawab? MashaAllah, we have heard from our respected honorable ulama who explained to us the blessings of Eid Salih Thawab and the purpose of Eid Salih Thawab. So another purpose to understand is कि जब हमें पता नहीं है कि हमारा कब्र किस तरह होगा, क्या वो जन्नत के बागात में से बाग होगा, whether will it be a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah or would it be a pit from amongst the pits of the hell, fire. So when a person does not know whether how his qabr and the condition of his grave would be, so the ulamas and the mashayikh have explained that keep on forwarding reward and sawab to the deceased so that his grave may become from amongst the gardens of Jannah. Allah. Jiha. So that his grave may become from amongst the gardens of paradise. So just as you've taken care of your deceased when they were physically alive, yeah, you made sure the beds were okay, the bedrooms were comfortable and cozy, the house was sorted, everything was fine. Now that the person has shifted to the next world known as Alame Barzakh, so aren't you going to be concerned for your loved ones whether he's comfortable or whether she's comfortable down there in the qabr? They all may look similar from the top in terms of size, in terms of soil and sand, but the inside condition is very much different from one another, dear viewers of Madani channel. All depends on our actions, on our amal. Muasab, what is the adab and the mannerism of a graveyard, Muasab? How should one enter the qabristan? What dua should he make when he sees a graveyard, Muasab? Any Madani pulse from your side?
Okay, Islamic brothers, when they are going to the graveyard, then they should make salam to those who are buried there.
Jee.
Because although they have passed away,
Jee.
They still recognize you.
Jee.
I say you're going to the grave of your family member or a loved one that passed away. They recognize you, you make salam to them, they respond to your salam. Although we can't hear them, we can't see them, but Allah has given them the ability to recognize, to see and to reply as well.
Allah, Allah.
We are not allowed to step on any qabr because this causes taklif and some kind of difficulty for the one who's down there. When you're standing there, stand towards the, facing their face. So their face is facing towards the Qibla.
Right.
Don't stand on the other side. Try to stand in front of them. So it's easy for them to see you. And then you recite Khatam Sharif, Kul Sharif, if you can, Surah Yasin Sharif, or anything else. Salatu Salam, Naat Sharif, recite Quran Pak. And then you pick up your hands and ask Allah Azawajal to accept whatever you have recited and transfer it to the soul of that person who's there and all the Muslims. All Muslims in that graveyard. There's a very beautiful dua. Allahumma ghafir li wa li kulli mu'mini wa mu'mina.
Subhanallah.
Allah, forgive me and forgive all the believing men and all the believing women. And inshallah, Azawajal scholars say, inshallah ta'ala, you'll receive that amount of reward as well. How many believing men and women they are, subhanallah. Usul, I just remembered something that Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, mentioned this sometime back on Madani channel, that he was encouraging, you know, when you're having your normal meals, your breakfast, lunch and supper, make intention before that this is niyaz. Niyaz for maybe so-and-so sahabi or wali. And then make intention for whatever thawab is there to go to the Eid Salih Thawab of so-and-so. Your normal meals.
Kya baat?
You know, your everyday breakfast, lunch,
Allah,
and supper.
Allah, Allah,
and there's
Allah,
more
Allah,
reason
Allah,
for
Allah.
Us to convey Eid Salih Thawab because as Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala says, it mentions in Fatawa Razviya that every Thursday night, so that's actually Friday now, Thursday night after Maghrib, the souls of your deceased, they visit your homes.
Allahu Akbar.
They visit your homes, not for tea and biscuits.
Allah.
They visit your homes to see if you're presenting anything as Isa alayhi salam to them.
Allah,
if you don't, they return back. Disappointed.
May Allah forgive us, and may Allah give us the understanding, Mu'asab, that we should never keep our loved ones for whom we cared so much when they were physically alive. Ab intiqal ke baad hum khud hi rishta todte hain. Kis tarah todte hain ki hum unko bilkul bhool hi jaate hain. We don't remember them. We don't remember them in which way? We don't remember them when we are forwarding sawab and reward. It's so important. Mu'asab, as we have come to the end,
Allah,
can Mu'asab, inshallah, Zawajal, at the ending and closing point, mashallah, explain the blessings, of course, of we are also talking about the Qabristan. So there is a dua to recite, Mu'asab, which also reminds us that ek din humne bhi dunya se jana hai. So us dua mein, Huzur, ye madani phool kya hai, Mu'asab? What is the dua actually? Can Mu'asab please enlighten our hearts?
SubhanAllah, the Madani pool is that we are always reminded of our death, that our end will be there. It is, how you say, inevitable.
Right.
There is no doubt.
You can't
change
it, right?
The harshest truth the universe has ever witnessed. Nobody can deny that I'm not going to die. Everyone lives as if I'm going to die, live forever.
Allah.
So it is both. We are living in negligence and total oblivion. Although we know that we have to die one day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say that remember the death more, because this is what breaks the shahwa, breaks the carnal desire. SubhanAllah. So this is the remembrance of death. And I have seen, alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. There was a state that came upon him where he mentioned mouth, you know, he would write everywhere. And this is how he remembers death, which should serve as inspiration for us to remember our death. And inshallah, when we make this promise to our loved ones when we're passing by the Qabristan, that inshallah, we also will join you one day. So we are actually strengthening and reiterating the same belief and the faith that yes, we belong to Allah
subhanallah. So this portion of the dua which we make, assalamu alaikum ya ahlul qubur, we make dua for them, we send peace and blessings upon them, reminds us that we are to join them very soon. So when you are telling them we are to join you very soon, but from the actions prove as if we are never to die, this does not correspond. The actions needs to correspond with the words, dear viewers. Now we have come to the end of the program. Forward sawab to all your loved ones from your family. Keep remembering them and ask Allah to shower rain of blessings upon their qubur, upon their graves. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.